Former managing director of Sefton Group, Chris Robertshaw, has been elected to the House of Keys. He'll represent the constituency of Douglas East alongside Brenda Cannell. He says his role isn't just about government.
I've got to get used to the nature of it. I've got to make it clear that there's a role in Parliament as well as in government itself. And I just want to get that message out. It's part of a package which I outlined in my manifesto, and I'm sticking to it.
During a much-discussed campaign, five people were arrested over allegations of corruption with regards to the proxy voting process. All have been released on bail whilst inquiries continue. Chris Heath, who came last in the election with 72 votes, says the controversy may have kept some voters away from the polls.
The last few days of arrests and all these sorts of things, that's completely affected, you know, the turnout. People have just lost complete interest in the democratic process in this election. So, it's not put me off, but I would have liked more vote.
Jeff Corkish is a member of the House of Keys for Douglas West. He says being part of Tynwald is hard work. He's urging Mr. Robertshaw not to make any promises to constituents until he's got used to his new role.
What he will find is there's a tremendous amount of work. There's a lot of slog. You need a lot of cooperation, assistance from other members to do what you need to do. I applaud his spirit. I hope it's not broken, but I hope it's channeled in the right ways for the Isle of Man.
Mr. Robertshaw replaces Phil Braidwood, who was recently elevated to the Legislative Council. He sees his election as a stepping stone to next year's general election. Councillor Colin Kane has previously told Energy FM that he will stand in that general election, while celebrity chef Kevin Woodford has ruled himself out.